2, regardless of how well the company performs. The cap is determined basis the minimum stake that the founders are willing to dilute. The floor is determined by the minimum stake that keeps the investors interested in the deal. In TerraMan's case, the cap is kept at 20% and the floor at 10%. Here is a table on your screen that tells us the stake that Lion Capital will get for different revenue that TerraMan makes. We recommend that you pause the video and study this table. In summary, CCD is debt that gets converted into equity basis the actual revenue that the company makes. There is another way to structure this deal between TerraMan and Lion Capital. This is by using the convertible note structure. This structure works on the assumption that the startup will raise a round of funding in the coming months. Let us say how convertible network works. Like CCD, convertible notes is also initially a debt with zero interest. At the time of investment, the founders and investors agree upon the investment amount and a discount rate. Consider that TerraMan raises a Series A round of 10 crores at a valuation of 50 crores. Now, the discount rate is applied on 50 crore valuation to arrive at a 40 crore number. This becomes the valuation at which Lion Capital's seed investment of 3 crores gets converted into equity. So this means that Lion Capital will get 7.5% stake in TerraMan. But what if TerraMan fails to raise funding for the next 3 years? In this case, Lion Capital will penalize the founders by taking up significant stake in the company, upwards of 40%. This is called fallback valuation. In summary, using convertible